Yeah, this is Penn Jillette on the big Free FM CBS radio. Michael Goodell wearing the headset sitting across from me and dancing. You're dancing more than you usually do.
I am. Feeling pretty good.
866-570-PEN, 7366 is the phone number. PennRadio@gmail.com, PennRadio.com. How was your Valentine's Day, Goodell?
Mine was great.
But anything special?
Yeah, I went to the dentist, because that's what I do every day.
How are your teeth now?
They're pretty good today.
Did your wife do anything for you special with the dentist?
Well, you know, she was very kind when I came home crying.
In a sexy little dental hygienist outfit.
Yeah, because she knows how much I love the dentist. She does, yeah.
Dental hygienists are pretty sexy.
Yeah, well, I didn't see the hygienist. I saw the captain of the ship, and he did some tooth pounding. So
you've had dental work all the time.
Every day for 3 months now.
Is this tied in with your veneers?
I don't think it is, actually.
It's just other problems?
Yeah, I got to get an infection under some teeth. And,
it's been a bad year. This has been a bad year for the two of us in teeth.
An ongoing hellish problem.
But I want to talk about, we haven't taken phone calls in a pig's age. Well, a very...
A pig's age?
A very sickly, short-lived pig. We haven't taken phone calls in a long time. And
the runt.
I want to get some phone calls in so people can call about Valentine's Day. I want to talk about... just Valentine's
How
Day
How was your Valentine's Day? Did you have
Mine
an exciting
was good.
Something good?
I had to do a lot of Bulls hit voiceover. Yeah. I had a lot of that.
Whose name must not be said.
The show's name, yeah. Night Soil. Bull Night Soil. I had to do a lot of VO for that. And some very funny, very weird jokes that we wrote. I mean, it's kind of a fever dream. We write these things, and then, you know, weeks later, I get to sit down in front of a microphone and say them.
Trying to remember what they're related to as well.
Well, we did this show on detoxification, you know. So there's a lot. It's all about the colon. There's a lot of colon jokes. And I'm talking about polyps in the colon. Uh-huh. And I say... polyps.
The grapes.
Yeah. Polyps are about the size of grapes. And like grapes, if you catch them early, they won't kill you. Which I think is perhaps the weirdest joke in this season.
You know, it was
Bulls
taken out. And I put it back in. I just want to say, I actually went to the trouble to put that back in after.
I believe it was my joke.
It was your joke.
I laughed at it very hard.
L.A. had taken it out.
L.A. took out the joke.
Forced it back in.
Sure you did. So if you talk about your Valentine's Day, 866-570-PEN, 7366. PennRadio@gmail.com, PennRadio.com. And this is the greatest story. This is from yesterday's Arizona Republic. Tiffany Sutton apparently wanted to drink up her lover on Valentine's Day. Literally, authorities said. Police early this morning arrested Sutton, who they believe may have tricked her acquaintance into having kinky sex so she could drink his blood. Well, that's not really true. She tricked, okay, I guess if you think of the whole thing, kinky sex, you can drink his blood. Now, there's a lot of people sexually who'll just let you drink their blood, aren't there?
Why did you ask me that question?
I don't know. I mean,
look at me and say, "Are there?"
I guess we're gonna
not in my experience, but I suppose that there are.
We'll be getting a Gmail from Natasha really soon. Natasha 1. 866-570-PEN, 7366, PennRadio@gmail.com, PennRadio.com. But didn't like Angelina when she was going out with, what's his name?
Yeah,
Billy Joel.
Oh, I don't know.
What's the guy's name she went out with before Brad Pitt?
Billy Bob Thornton?
Yeah, Billy Bob. Not Billy Joel, Billy Bob.
Not Billy Joel.
But they had little
difference.
Vials of each other's blood around their necks.
Yeah, I think
right?
That's kind of cool.
Yeah. But, I mean, how far is it from having the vial to drinking? Anyway, the victim, 45, and Sutton, 23.
Yeah. First clue, there's going to be a problem.
Yeah, absolutely. And in any sort of relationship like that, the 23-year-old has all the power. We're lying in bed naked early Wednesday when Sutton asked if he wanted to be tied up, and he consented, police said.
Right.
It's great that the police were there. But that's when Sutton reportedly pulled out a knife and cut the victim's leg, police said. Sutton reportedly told him that she, quote, likes to drink blood and made several cuts to his upper body, police said. He also said Sutton drank a little bit of his blood. He was able to break free. So that wasn't real bondage then. He was able to break free, run out of his house, but Sutton reportedly followed with a pickaxe. Now, that's the part.
That's where you go, okay, no longer a joke.
Yeah, but see, that is, you know, it sounds like a joke, but that is where I draw the line.
Yes. Exactly. I'm
really
you
okay with the whole story right up into the chase with the pickaxe thing. The victim passed out before his friend found him covered in blood and called the police. The unidentified friend also saw Sutton covered in a blanket with no injuries. She made very few statements, alludes to the fact that it was a very consensual encounter, said Sergeant Mike Horn, Tempe police spokesman. He admitted they were drinking and doing drugs. The victim and Sutton were good acquaintances. Yeah, you should be at least a good acquaintance to be tied up and sliced up. Sutton is a transient who had been staying with the victim for 2 days at, and then he gives an address, doesn't matter, beyond an unoccupied residence. The victim was taken to a local hospital with non-life-threatening injuries, and Sutton was booked at the jail on suspicion of aggravated assault. So until we get to the pickaxe, I got no problems. Everything is good.
So you want to know what the worst Valentine's Day anyone had was? You think there were some that might be...
It doesn't have to be the worst, but just interesting. You know, Valentine's Day is kind of a dopey holiday, don't you think?
It's a dopey holiday in that it's a trap. It's a trap set for the set for you, and there's nothing you can do.
Yeah, you can only lose.
You can only lose.
There's no win on Valentine's Day. You can only lose.
Yes, if you behave honorably, you've done what you were supposed to do.
Yeah, yeah, that's it. You can only lose.
And if you were working on a show, you know, for like a week, something like your Bulls, perhaps didn't get out to shop.
Yeah.
You can only lose.
Did you get in trouble?
No, I didn't get in any trouble. No, I have a delightful, wonderful wife.
Yeah, I have a wife. My wife actually talked to me like 2 weeks ago and said, don't do anything for Valentine's Day.
They all do that. But that's part of the trap. That is part of the trap. That's the bait in the trap.
You're not supposed to believe that?
You're not supposed to believe
that. See, I didn't believe
that. You say yes, of course, darling. I understand. You don't have to get me anything either. And then you go out and get the biggest, best gift you can think of.
That's the way of reminding you?
Yeah.
So it is a trap.
It's a trap.
So we just want people to call in and say how they were trapped on Valentine's Day. 866-570-PEN, 7366. Now, Patrick, you got a lot of candy for your wife, right? Or treats? Yeah. But you got like Oreos and stuff, right? I thought you were supposed to get like $1,000 pound fancy chocolates if you got chocolate. I don't think Oreos cut it. But Oreos work? Oh, yeah, okay. So your birthday, she's got a birthday the day after Valentine's Day? Okay. That probably has kind of sucked for her sometimes, you know?
Yeah. And for you. Imagine, I mean, you have to come up with not one great gift, but two great gifts.
Yeah, because you can't put them together.
You can't
say this is covered.
No.
Boy, I'm really bugged by gifts, you know? I don't do gifts. I don't, you know.
I bet a lot of times it's, well, no, I guess not.
What'd you get from me last Christmas, Goodell?
What did I get for you last Christmas?
No, from me. What'd you get from me?
From you. Cash.
Well, that was part of the employee thing, right? That was because you're working for us.
Yeah, yeah.
But for me personally, you've never gotten a gift, have you? On a holiday?
Not on a holiday, no.
But you also got, I gave you Theme Time Radio Hour.
That's right. You gave me Theme Time Radio Hour this morning, and you've given me, you know, jackets and nice stuff like that. Half of my wardrobe is Bill and Teller. And I appreciate that.
Let's talk to Barry. Hey, Barry, you got a Valentine's Day story for us, man?
Yeah, well, not much. Just I was working. My wife spent some nice time with her children, and one of her friends substituted for me as a husband, so it was nice. I got out of all duties, didn't have to do anything, and he brought home Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Nice.
Wow. What a deal. How'd you pull that off?
Just dumb luck.
Substituted for Valentine's Day?
One of her high school friends, they've been friends forever. He was just there, so he brought over chicken.
Wow. Well, that's good. That's good. You got chicken out of the deal.
And I came home from work and had leftovers. It was great.
Very good deal. Thank you very much.
And real quick, on Monday, Cartoon Network, it's all monkey themes.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Monday Cartoon? Okay. We'll like
Cartoon
to keep
Network
up.
On Monday, they're advertising it as a monkey theme day.
Okay. Wow. Monkey, nice.
Monkey Mondays.
Oh, boy.
Bunch of...
Those weasels.
We're not stealing it. Monkey
are
Monday.
Feeling the pull of the weasel on the Cartoon Network.
Great show. We love you in Chicago.
Thank you so much, Barry. Thanks a lot, man. Thank you. You know
what we got for Monkey Tuesday? Someone has sent us a set of... Maryland lottery tickets that we can scratch off.
Really?
On Monkey Tuesday. Yeah, we're going to wait till Monkey Tuesday and then scratch them off and see if we win anything.
Funky Monkey? Top prize is $1,000.
Yeah, this could be good.
So someone could have sent us some real money.
They could have.
Well, that'd be pretty great. That'd be pretty great. Any other Valentine's Day stuff? You've never been tied up and had been cut up for blood?
Not been cut up for Valentine's Day.
You know, Valentine's Day's never been... You know, one of the problems with Valentine's Day that takes away a lot of the fun is it's Teller's birthday. So the fact that it's Teller's birthday means if I do like a romantic gift, it's like I'm doing a romantic gift to somebody on Teller's birthday. So last night after the show, there was a big fancy-ass Rio cake backstage for Teller, and there were some friends there. So Teller, you know, Teller, that proves we live in a godless universe full of pain, is that Teller would desperately want to be born on Halloween. Or something like holiday like that. And he's born on Valentine's Day. He really has the proof, cheesiest.
Proof that there is no God or proof that there definitely is a God. One of the two.
And he hates Teller. Yeah. It's the cheesiest birthday you can possibly have, Valentine's Day. What'd you say?
Perhaps.
Yeah.
Perhaps. I think the day before or the day after Christmas is pretty bad, or Christmas.
That's, but it's not cheesy.
It's not cheesy.
It's just not good.
Gift sucky.
Yeah, my sister's birthday is like a few days, like a week or two before Christmas.
Yeah, my wedding anniversary, my wife's birthday, and Christmas are all the same month, and so it's a gift heavy.
But do you buy all gifts for separate things? Or do you just
I try to keep it exciting.
Yeah, I gave up buying gifts. A while ago. You know, I mean, employees get like money and stuff, but after that, I just don't. I guess I got kids now, right? So now I'll be buying
gifts. You'll
be
buying gifts.
Yeah. I mean, right now they're too young to
realize. Valentine's gifts for my children.
Sure.
Maybe not my wife, but my children got Valentine's gifts.
Yeah, well, I got a card from Moxie that my wife had maybe helped with that had her picture in it.
You know, my son in school yesterday, and this is really crazy. He's 7 years old. He's in first grade. They're watching reading a book. The teacher's reading a book to them. He raises his hand at the end of the book and says, I think I'm falling in love with Elizabeth, which is one of the girls in the class. And he doesn't know. I don't think he knows what that means. I don't know where he came up with that phrase.
He raised his hand.
Raised his hand and said in front of the entire class, I think I'm falling in love
with
Elizabeth.
Was he embarrassed by it? Or?
Not at all. And people were apparently very pleasant and happy about it. The other children, they're still first grade, so they're not quite at the girls are icky point.
Yeah.
And so it's fine to have said that.
Uh-huh.
Although apparently after school, the little girl was a little embarrassed and ran to her dad. My son came out and said, look, that's the girl right there. I'm in love with her. And so it was kind of cute and amusing. So
I love that he raised his hand.
Raised his hand and said it in front of the class.
Wow.
So, you know, that's...
That's a very cool.
He's a delightful child. Yes,
yeah,
he really is a wonderful boy.
We got another few phone calls coming in. We're talking about Valentine's Day, just the day after the aftermath, the bloody memory of what Valentine's Day was yesterday. Talking about this great news story of this, and I'm surprised that I haven't gotten an email from Natasha yet. Oh, I do. I of course do. Good morning, sexies. Yes.
Uh-oh.
Of course, Natasha 1.0 weighs in. Yes, I've seen blood play and vampirism. I'm using that here to mean drinking blood, not bats or flying or sleeping in a coffin. Well, okay, maybe there's a coffin once in a while. The trippiest scene I ever saw was one where a friend of ours duct taped up his slave's eyes and mouth, stuck a wig, mask, and I kid you not, Ginger Rogers nightgown on her, and used a scalpel to prick her and drink the blood. But in all my playtime, I've never seen a pickaxe. This gives me ideas. So, of course, Natasha weighs in. I think Natasha could probably, in 3 phone calls, find you someone that you could say, I want to drink your blood, and they would say, okay, get full consensual.
Well, what's the sexiness in that? You have to trick somebody. Bar was talking him into tying him up.
You think so?
Perhaps, yes.
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
No. Maybe for her it was.
For her it
Maybe
was.
Maybe for you.
For her, what I'm saying is, her plan worked.
So you think and the sexy part of sex is tricking people into it?
Yeah, exactly right.
The seduction part, the scam.
Exactly.
It's the scam
seduction
part. Let's talk to, we'll take one of these. Let's talk to Bill. What's up, Bill?
Hey, Ben, this is Bill. Valentine's Day birthday, baby. Mm-hmm. Got to say, Valentine's Day sucks when you're single and it's your birthday. It's like being an atheist born on Christmas.
Oh, yeah, boy.
Because everywhere you go, that's so sweet. Yeah, but I'm single, so shut up about it. Take your happy Valentine's Day greetings and
shove
off with it. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It is not what it's cracked up to be being a birthday.
So what do you do on Valentine's Day?
Well, actually, fortunately, I'm married now, so it's not the nightmarish day that it was, you know, a long time ago. But nothing too special. My wife was actually sick, so nothing out of the ordinary or fantastic on the birthday, but did get the cards from, mom and dad, some friends. But, like I said, back in the days of singlehood, like I said, it's like being an atheist on Christmas because everywhere you go, everywhere you just can't escape it. So,
I guess so. And how long have you been married?
12 years now.
So this memory stays with you, doesn't it? Man, boy, does that stay with you. 12 years, you still haven't let
still
it go.
Whining.
Still whining. I had my bitter college years.
I guess so. Still bitching about it. Well, thanks so much, Bill. Thanks. Ever go to a strip club on Valentine's Day?
No, never been to a strip club
on
Valentine's
Day. It's really cool. Valentine's Day strip club is really cool because the women who are working there have this kind of weird, bitter edge. Because either they want to be, even more want to be somewhere else than usual, or they definitely are making a statement that they have no place else to be. And the kind of creepiness of the strip club, which I enjoy, kind of ratchets way up. It gets way nutty.
My guess is that backstage there's a lot of candy and flowers from people they don't know.
Yeah, probably.
I bet there's hundreds of pounds.
Probably. I wonder if they eat the candy. For a long while, I'm going to say this out here. This is probably a dangerous thing. For a long while, when anybody brought food to the show, as a present, like they'd bring candies
cookies
or something,
and say,
I made these for you. You like them. What I used to do is I was afraid that I'd be poisoned, so I would give them to the crew. I just bring them back like I made them and say, oh, here's some cookies for everybody that I kind of watch for a while. And I felt guilty about that, so I threw them away for a while. And then I felt stupid about that, so now I eat them. So now if you want to poison me.
It's a lot easier, is it?
It's much easier than it used to be. Well, I guess I didn't. I guess you're right. I guess no one believed me. I guess they were just smarter than me and knew there was no danger. I guess
they are smarter than you. Here's a really good email. This is
just a simple statement.
I'm just going to let it go. Yeah, they're smarter than you.
Yeah, they're smarter.
Your crew is smarter than you, and I'm going to say that without question.
Yeah, that's true.
Here's a letter from Josh. Even though I'm single, Valentine's Day rules because my mother's a fifth grade teacher, and she gets an ungodly amount of candy each year. This year had a good turnout. I got 2 grocery bags full of candy and 2, count them, 2 pizzas. All the fringes of a stupid holiday and no girlfriend. Score!
Pizzas?
Yeah. Somebody apparently brought
pizza
or pizza coupons or
no.
That's pretty great.
Now, if you got pizza on Valentine's Day, that'd be a whole different thing.
Heart-shaped pizzas is a really good idea.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a big Valentine's. Did you see the other one? Somebody sent us a letter. I believe I gave it to you.
Uh-huh.
No, I printed it out.
Yeah.
One of our listeners, and you have her name right there in front of you.
Bloody Heart Day.
Yeah.
She said, I love the fact that Penn and Teller have bloody days of Christmas where you can donate blood for free tickets for the Rio show. I think the blood service is a jump on the charity bandwagon by having holiday cards. You can donate blood in someone's name. Forget a tree has been planted in Guyana in your name. How about a pint of blood has been donated? Blood in your name. It may as well say your boyfriend has just saved at least one life for you. That'd be super hot and would get a lot more guys laid. I'd do them, says Amanda 1.0. Amanda's going for Natasha's crown. I'm just telling you right now, Amanda, if you're going to try to be sexier than Natasha, you've got to go a long way.
I think this is a really good invention, though.
It really is.
It's a really great idea, and there's no reason in hell the Red Cross shouldn't be doing that.
They really should. They really should. Actually, we have a good relationship, as you can imagine, with the blood services. Maybe I'll suggest this to them. Yeah, Amanda. That's a good idea, Amanda. Amanda 1.0. And then she also points out that Stephen Colbert will soon have his own Ben and Jerry ice cream. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
I didn't know that either. I think everyone listening to your show should clog Ben and Jerry's inbox with emails demanding the creation of either Monkey Tuesday Sunday or Lay Peanut Pen.
Lay Peanut Pen.
And this is a happy Valentine's Day to my 2 favorite atheist jugglers on the radio. Are there any other atheist
jugglers? Yeah, well, there you go. We won the prize.
Did you see the Gelchenkos on Oprah?
Yes.
Yeah, the Gelchenkos were on Oprah, and they're atheist jugglers.
They're not on radio.
Not on the radio. They were on TV. They were on Oprah yesterday. But the 2 greatest jugglers in the world, Vova and Olga Gelchenko, were on Oprah a couple days ago.
12th, yeah.
Unbelievably great. They are so good. They're sounding so cool now,
They do.
Now they're getting old enough, so they're much hipper. So what is Natasha? I know, I'm going to debate that. This is Natasha's written in and said 3 phone calls Depends on who wants to do the drinking. You, Gaiman, Shermer, I can get you all in one call. You know the number.
What a setup.
We're going to be back. We're talking Valentine's Day on the Big Ben Gillette Show here. About just talking about Valentine's Day in general. What happened to you yesterday? 866-570-PEN, 7366, penradio@gmail.com, penradio.com. This is Ben Gillette on CBS Free FM. Yeah, this is Ben Gillette on the Free FM. We're talking Valentine's Day. 866-570-PEN, 7366. PenRadio@gmail.com, PenRadio.com. You know what? I've got to point this out, even though it's not. We're talking Valentine's Day. You know, just good stories about Valentine's Day. Doesn't necessarily have to be yesterday. But good stories from there. We get a lot of emails coming and get phone calls. 866-570-PEN, 7366. People are shocked. We've been doing interviews for the past week. We haven't taken any phone calls. This is a new experience. People can call up really with anything. PenRadio@gmail.com, PenRadio.com. You know, you're not supposed to do this in radio. You're supposed to assume that every show stands totally on its own. You're not supposed to do callbacks. But I want to talk a little bit about the Neil Gaiman show that we did.
Yep.
We did a show talking about Neil Gaiman. You know my good friend Rene French?
Yes.
A fabulous cartoonist. You're a good friend, too. I should be fair there. She had a fan of hers, of her comic books, write in, who listened to our show also, and say that if you type Rene French, do this. Type Rene French into Google, and then hit images. Page 2, look at the first picture you get.
Hold on. Rene French, images.
Yeah. Just hit the images.
Yes.
Okay. You got page 1 there. A lot of pictures of the different Rene French.
Yes.
And then go to page 2. Go to the second page.
Hold on.
And look at the... Oh, it's not there. Uh-oh. It's changed. It's changed since yesterday. No, there it is. On the bottom of page 2 of Rene French, it's a picture of Neil Gaiman. You can type anything into Google, and you end up eventually with Neil Gaiman somewhere, sometime. And we got a few. We got a really nice Gmail here. I want to read. This is from Melissa. Dear Sexy Pen and Sexy Michael, the past few days have been an exercise in frustration. While it was great foreplay, it's not fun when there's no real play. The forecast was calling for 5 to 9 inches and slippery conditions, and all I got was snow. My good friend was only 45 miles away. We were separated by a level 3 snow emergency, which means only emergency vehicles are allowed on the road, and I guess my sexual desire on Valentine's Day did not qualify as an emergency. We missed our opportunity this month, but we'll try to catch up in March. That's from Melissa in Ohio.
We have a really good one from A. And Hearst points out that her husband married her a week before Valentine's Day, on the 7th. Instead of on the 14th. And she said, this is genius. And in fact, it hadn't occurred to me before, but everybody who gets married on Valentine's Day, and there are a lot, they have saved themselves the nightmare of Valentine's Day. They have combined their wedding anniversary and Valentine's Day into a publicly noticeable event. And that's genius.
That is genius.
You know it's coming. You can cover both of them in once. That's genius.
And, you know, last night at our show, did you have people dressed as bride and groom in your show last night?
No, I didn't see anyone.
Yeah, we had a couple, at least one couple,
right.
I think maybe two, that were, you know, one of them was in full, you know, bridal drag.
Sure.
I guess that's not the word.
Bridal drag, yeah.
But
close enough. You know, my mother-in-law worked today at one of the chapels here in town,
uh-huh.
The little chapels that performs weddings, and they did hundreds and hundreds of weddings on Valentine's Day. They did a wedding every 10 minutes on Valentine's Day.
Uh-huh.
They just crank them out as fast as they can, and there are lines of people all the way out the door down the street trying to get married on Valentine's Day. One every 40 seconds of that here in Vegas?
One every 40 seconds of marriage?
Yeah. Well, 40
we tried. I tried to get married. We tried to get married on the day Kennedy was shot, because I wanted to be a day that we could remember. You know,
right? Sure.
So I thought November 22nd would be a really good day to have an anniversary, but because there was paperwork to do, we didn't get around to it till the 23rd. So we weren't actually. But I can remember it as the day after Kennedy was shot. We have a nice Gmail from from Natasha, who's commenting on Amanda, who says, I'm ecstatic to share the sexy crown with Amanda. Maybe we could have a blood donate off to determine a pecking order. We might run into some stupid first-do-no-harm moralistic doctors, but I think I could convince them to take just one more pint. Come on, you know, for me. That's kisses from N1.0. That's Natasha.
You know, I mean, I thought the idea, as part of this blood drive, they should take a photo of you sitting on the table, and they should make that one pint bag heart shaped, so that as it filled up, it would fill up.
You don't mean me on the table. You mean whoever's giving the blood.
Yeah, whoever's giving the blood. Take a photo of them with the line running straight out to the bag and the heart shaped bag. I think that would win you some points.
You could actually probably do it by just having a seat to take the picture and then go over and give your real blood. So you don't have to get the heart-shaped bags.
That's okay.
You
know. All right.
I'm just saying.
Chicken.
Try to sit.
And then for
chicken.
Valentine's Day, we should do bat-shaped bags. I think that'd be really... Don't you think that would boost donors?
You meant for Halloween, didn't
you? For Halloween, yeah.
Yeah, for Halloween, but you said it Valentine's Day.
Well, yeah, Valentine's Day, too. You know, the Valentine bat. You missed that? Where have you been?
Valentine bat. You know,
Valentine
we could invent this. You know, they pretty much Coca-Cola invented Santa Claus.
Right.
And the whole Christmas tradition.
Sure,
you
know, and the rumor is that Hallmark invented Valentine's Day, right? Isn't it?
Pretty much, yeah. I think so, yeah. So, I mean, the fact that it's not, that Valentine's Day could be a bat. We could just kind of do it.
Force
it. The red bat of Valentine's Day. Let's take a phone call here. We're talking Valentine's Day, what happened yesterday. This is Laura. Hey, Laura.
That's Lara.
Lara, so forgive me so much. It actually says Lara, and I thought that maybe Patrick made a typing mistake, and I should not have doubted. I apologize to both you and to Patrick, Lara.
Oh, that's okay. So, yeah, I have an interesting Valentine's Day story for you.
Okay, lay it on us.
Okay, me and my husband had to go out early for dinner because he had to work that night.
Uh-huh.
So we went out for around 2 o'clock out to dinner. We got pizza. Mm-hmm. And we have a capuchin monkey. I actually got him for last Valentine's Day.
Hold the goddamn phone. Your husband got you a monkey for Valentine's Day?
Yes.
And you're still together?
I mean, you really, people could, I would bet my life you were a listener to this show, that you got a monkey for Valentine's Day. That is so cool. What's the monkey's name?
His name's Chester.
Chester. Mm-hmm. And how'd you get that name?
We just liked it just because it's such a goofy name.
Okay. You stopped me dead in my tracks with got a monkey for Valentine's Day. But there's more to go to the story. Go ahead.
There's definitely more. Okay. Well, you know, he got me candy and stuff, conversation hearts, the usual.
Uh-huh.
And
did he get you the pornographic candy hearts?
No, they weren't pornographic candy hearts.
You make those conversation hearts that have dirty expressions on them, too. Tell them about those. You get those next year for you and Chester. Go ahead.
Okay. So... he got into the candy while we were out getting our food.
He is Chester, the monkey.
Yeah, he got into the chocolates, the conversation hearts, and that day...
One more thing. We want to hear this so much, Lara. Could you turn down your radio because we're having a little bit of an echo here?
Oh, okay. Okay, so our toilet also overflowed that day, so we had the bathroom airing out. We had the window open, and he got out of the house after he had ate all the candy, and he was harassing kids on their way home from school, snatching candy from them.
So kids are coming home from school?
Yes. Kids are coming home with little goodie bags with the hearts on it, and they have candy in their bags. I mean, I wasn't there, but my neighbor across the street was the one who told me, because, like, I didn't know where my monkey was when I got home because there was just chocolate everywhere.
And he was harassing the kids. That's great. That's a terrific story. And you still love Chester, and you still love your husband.
We still love Chester. We have to get him out of animal services because they came and picked him up because we weren't there. So we're working that out.
So you gotta go. You gotta go throw it down his bail. Is that right?
Yeah, we gotta get his bail.
What does it cost to get a monkey out of animal services?
I have no idea. I'm talking to them. I don't think we have to pay a fee, but we just have to prove that we're like fit monkey parents or whatever.
Well, please, please give the buses a reference. Would you please, Lara?
Okay.
Make sure you give us, because we can vouch for your quality as a monkey parent, no doubt about it.
Yeah, most definitely.
Thanks so much, Lara. Thank you. Wow. You know, it's just amazing how wild the world is that a guy decides to get his wife a monkey for Valentine's Day and the relationship. They go out for pizza and the monkey ends up terrorizing the neighborhood. It's just a great and wonderful world. You got a ton of emails in front of you?
I got a ton of emails.
Okay, well, we got calls, we got emails. 866-570-PEN 7366. Talking about Valentine's Day to get in the swing of the whole thing. Now that we're back, taking phone calls, penradio@gmail.com, penradio.com. That's Michael Goudeau sitting across from me, grinning like a nitwit. I'm Penn Jillette on CBS Radio, Free FM. Free FM, CBS Radio, with Michael Goudeau sitting across from me, grinning his fool head off. 866-570-PEN, 7366. That's the phone number if you want to call in. Talking about Valentine's Day, good and bad experiences. I guess we have no one call in yet and say someone tied them up and drank their blood. But that did happen in Arizona.
That guy's still in the hospital.
He's trying to reach the phone. He was in, what does it say? He was taken to a local hospital with non-life-threatening injuries.
That doesn't mean he's not still there.
I guess not. PennRadio@gmail.com.
You know, the reason I'm smiling like an idiot over here is that we get such great mail. But one of them says, they sent me to Snopes here, the modern image of Santa Claus, the jolly figure in red and white, was created by Coca-Cola. Status, false.
Oh, really?
So you and your big Coca-Cola invented Santa thing have gotten us into trouble.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Not even the red and white version of it. There are earlier versions of Santa in red and white.
But what do they say about it?
What do you mean, what do they say about it?
I mean, what do they, it always says more than just false.
Yes, it does. There's a long, long Santa history here.
But they didn't popularize it or anything?
Nope. Apparently.
Just false.
The Coca-Cola Santa is a little closer to what we all have now at the mall, but there are earlier versions of him all in red and white with big white beards. So,
oh, wow.
Yeah.
Cool.
So it's been around for a while. 1863, there's a caricature of Santa in flowing whiskers, dressed all in red fur. So,
okay,
so not new.
We were just dead wrong on that. Dead wrong on that.
Dead wrong on that. We also have an email from Derek, and he says, my wife is a first grade teacher. We're going to stick with the teacher thing. this used to mean she'd come home with heaps of candy around this time of year for me to gorge myself on. The junk food bounty would be from whatever she received from her students and also whomever had drawn her in the secret Valentine lottery stuff that the school participates in. This year, though, the district she works for is pushing for healthy snacks in the classroom, items she brought home included a bottle of water, a tomato, a pineapple, and a couple of bananas.
Oh,
this year sucked.
Oh, man.
Derek, that's
awful.
That
is just drag city.
That is awful news.
That must be happening, right, because of the whole obesity thing. See, we've got a Bulls hit coming out on that, on the whole obesity thing. This panic over obesity is insane. Just insane. People should eat better and they should be active. But this obsession, we did a thing on the radio a while ago about how they're giving report cards for BMIs, right?
Yeah.
Kids are getting report cards in school saying that their BMI is too high or something. So
that's certainly going to happen for my daughter. She's, you know, she's a foot taller than everyone in her class, and, you know, she's very solidly built.
Your daughter's a linebacker.
She's a giant.
Your daughter could take anyone in
she's
a fight.
She's a giant.
How old is she?
She's five.
Yeah, she's five.
And she's
gigantic.
Cute.
We had, you know, the child labor laws mean nothing to us. So when Bulls hit, we have a big blown up picture of my colon on the detoxification show, a huge blow up of it, and then we had my whole family in it.
Yeah,
kind of.
Sure.
That's the kind of thing we do on Bulls hit.
Well, you know, you had your family on for a stand up, and they were, you know, the aristocratic, the Gillette family,
yeah,
all dressed in suits, looking great and posing, right?
Yeah.
We have my kids on. And they're working as crew.
They were working as crew.
I just want to say, my kids were on working as crew. Your kids were there posing.
We did this big pro Walmart show. We did a big Bulls hit this year that was pro Walmart because we're so sick of the Bulls hit of Walmart hating. So we did this pro Walmart show. And when you are pro Walmart, you end up defending sweatshops and child labor laws. I mean, child labor, not child labor laws. You end up defending that. That's just the way it works. So the gag that Goudeau wrote was that the camera would turn around and the crew of the Penn & Teller show would be would be kids.
Children.
So he had his son and daughter. Your son was holding a boom mic, and yep. your daughter was carrying lots of heavy stuff because she's five, and she could work as hard as anybody on the crew.
Yes.
She's just really big and strong. So that's why we... That's what we were doing there, using our kids on the show.
Abusing our children.
This is going to be a good season.
It is.
It's going to be a really good season.
I think it's
a
really funny season this year.
Yeah, a lot, we just finished them up. I'm still doing the VOs. I got another six shows to do on VOs. But all the principal photography is completed. And a lot of the editing is done, too.
That's correct.
That's correct.
That's funny. It's home movies. We're making home movies and somehow
putting them on
Showtime into running them. Here's one. This is from JD. He says, Valentine's Day, yada, yada, yada. What did you do for Darwin Day, February 12th?
That's right. Darwin Day is February 12th. I used to think Darwin's birthday was like Christmas, but it was change in the calendar or something, right?
Yeah, it's not. It's not Darwin. Darwin's birthday is February 12th. the one you're thinking of.
Newton. Newton.
Or Dino.
Yeah, Newton. Dean Cameron was also born on Christmas, but Newton was born on Christmas. So there's some nut. Well, this is redundant, but some nut atheists who think that there should be Newton Day instead of Christmas, and Darwin Day is February 12th, right? Yeah. I didn't do anything. We worked, right?
We worked for Darwin's
Day.
We
worked on Darwin Day, doing both. Hit. So I think Darwin would approve.
Here's another this is a really good one. You probably know that in Valentine's Day in Japan, it's a little bit different. Here, February 14th is a day for women and girls to give chocolate to men and boys, and all throughout Japan, millions of fathers, husbands, boyfriends, and would-be boyfriends look forward to scoring some chocolatey goodness.
What?
So we are living in the wrong... I know we often shout how great America is, but this one, Japan has won. Clearly, they've won.
And the guys don't give anything?
Clearly, that's what the letter says.
The guys don't give anything, and they just get chocolate?
They just get chocolate.
Wow. Wow. How did that happen?
I don't know.
How did that particular mutation end up being so so adaptive over in Japan?
They're just smarter than us.
Although I got to say that it's more even here, right? It's more equal.
We all give, yes.
Everybody gives presents to everybody else. It's not mostly. Although if you, I think, traditionally, if you're a woman and you don't give a present to your boyfriend or husband, you don't get in much trouble. But the other way around, I've heard guys really get in trouble.
Yeah.
You know, you get really, really yelled at. And I guess florists and everything do. Although there was an article, I haven't got it in front of me here, but a really funny article in England that there's an ecological movement that is saying do not buy cut flowers on Valentine's Day because the carbon footprint is so great. Most of the roses in England are transported a long way, like several thousand miles. So the trucking and the flying of those roses makes Al Gore angry. So they're trying to get people to only buy roses that were grown.
Locally grown
roses. Which, of course, in Vegas, I don't think there's probably a lot of locally grown roses.
It's probably
in Vegas.
Not in London either. I mean, right. You know, it's
they said it's a business.
It's like buying locally grown
York. England. I guess I'm in England. I guess that's what I meant. I didn't have the article in front of me, so I was kind of going by memory.
You know what seems like a good plan? I think you should get a dozen roses, and it's still probably a little late on this.
For
get a dozen
year,
roses, a box of chocolates, go into a bar and sit at the counter and cry. I'm betting you can meet a woman just with that plan.
You think that would work?
I'm sure that would work. If you just sat at the bar and cried with your chocolates and your roses, and I loved her and she dumped me and it's Valentine's Day. You'd already have the gifts. It'd be cool.
Would it have to be a bar?
Well, no, I don't know about that. I'm trying to think of where else you could do that.
Just sit.
Sit at a bus stop,
on a park bench, or something, and or just you know sit in your Porsche, you know, sit with the windows
with the roof down,
down in your convertible, and sit in there and just cry in the parking lot of a strip club. You'd probably do okay. You'd probably do now we've got the best. See, this is why you and I work so well together, Goodell. Go into a strip club on Valentine's Day, but don't give the roses and the chocolates to the strippers, but just sit there holding them and crying. No, that won't work. That won't work. Because they'd want, you'd give them to them right away. I mean, there's probably guys that happens, right?
Yeah.
Well, there must be guys that go with chocolate and roses and everything over to a girlfriend's house, then get shot down and go directly to a strip club and give it to the first stripper they see, right?
That seems likely.
That must happen. We should get more people reporting in on this kind of stuff. What we don't have, this show really needs, 866-570-PEN-7366. We've got Natasha, who covers all our kink sex stuff.
Yeah.
We got Vlad, who sends us jokes. We have a stable of people. We have A, who sends us great stuff, but we haven't got a professional working stripper that can call in and answer important questions we have like this. A stripper that was online that could call up and tell us about stuff like Valentine's Day and strip clubs would be really useful. So what we need
someone who can verify the pizza story.
We need a correspondent. Yeah. We need someone who is embedded in a strip club that can give us all the information as we need it. At 866-570-PEN-7366, that's penradio@gmail.com, penradio.com. I got another grade. I'm going through the emails kind of at random now because we got enough of them. We haven't really looked at them enough. This is from ML, whoever that is.
ML writes pretty often, yeah.
For our first Valentine's Day together, my wife bought me the VHS box set of Planet of the Apes.
Wow.
There you
that's
got the
love.
Woman. That's a keeper. The question we need to ask here is, did she watch it with you?
No one loves anyone that much.
And my friend Sandra, Sandra loves all the Planet of the Apes.
Yeah.
Loves them all. You know, I like the first one a lot, but after the first one, I'm kind of done. She goes all the way through. What are they up to? They're up to like
40.
40. It's not like, you know, but like, maybe this would be another good one. Like Rocky. Did you see Rocky Balboa?
I have not seen Rocky Balboa.
It is supernatural.
In an astonishing report, I've heard that it's good.
Yeah, there's no chance on earth that movie would be good. There's zero chance it would be good. And, you know, it's not great. You know, it's still a cheesy Rocky movie, but it's really, really a good cheesy Rocky movie, you know?
But you were saying it was a father-son thing now, right?
Yeah, it's a father-son thing.
Well, you know, as a dad, we're not really qualified to judge these things
true.
For other
but
people.
But the father-son thing is a small part of the Rocky thing. But maybe there's, you know, maybe, I guess, you know, the problem is that for the Planet of the Apes remake, it was, what's his name?
Marky Mark.
No. Not Mark Wahlberg, the director.
No idea.
The guy who did Batman.
Tim Burton.
Tim Burton, yeah. It was Tim Burton. And Tim Burton, you know, I like the idea of Tim Burton a lot. And I guess I kind of like Beetlejuice, but I don't like the rest of the movies very much. You know,
well, you know, he's an art director, I think.
Yeah, yeah. So everything
fantastic
looks good.
Art director.
Everything's beautiful. But Planet of the Apes, man, his version, I did not like it one bit. But there could be. You know, Rocky Balboa gives us hope for all these. Like, there might be a really great Alien coming out or a really great Planet of the Apes. What are the other ones? He's going to do another Rambo, right?
Rambo?
With
the French version?
Rambo.
Rambo. Oui.
Well, Rambo,
Monsieur Rambo walks into a restaurant.
You know, when Bob Dylan sings on Blood on the Tracks, he sings, relationships have all been bad, relationships have ended sad, might have been like Marines and Rambo.
Rambo.
And I always think Rambo instead of Rambo. It's Rambo, right?
Rambo.
But I always say Rambo.
Rambo.
And don't forget, in the Rambo 3, he is working for the Taliban. Rambo is on the side of the Taliban, and no one should ever forget that. So we'll be back tomorrow with a very special weasel show. We'll do a weasel show tomorrow, and we'll cover you on that. And Meatwad gets the bunnies, see? Meatwad gets the honeys, gee. This is Penn Jillette and Mike Godot saying so long, happy day after.